Rave Radio. This is Gary Kay, and you are now listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, and this is part of our special ISE edition of Daily Rants and Raves because we're all heading over to Amsterdam for the big Integrated Systems Expo show in Amsterdam, of course. And, of course, all of our Daily Rants and Raves are sponsored by Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com. And today, I have a special guest with me, the CEO of Alboral Display Solutions, Henrik Holm. Henrik, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you've been in the industry for over somewhere around 13, 14 years now, and so you've seen a lot of changes in this industry. And you are really an interesting manufacturer because you guys really build products that are sort of, some people would consider them accessories, but they're becoming necessities because you're taking technology, which we all use every day, audio and video, and stepping it up a level and giving it not only a better aesthetic look, but also allowing people to hide it. For example, your dynamic talk system mic is one of the coolest mics we've ever seen. So I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about the products that you're going to launch at ISE, and also I'd specifically love for you to tell me about the dynamic talk system, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll be glad to do so. Yeah, what we're looking at doing is that we are trying, first of all, to increase communication and do it in an intelligent way. And at the same time, we also would like to encourage and make multi-spaces so we don't waste too much space. And we know all that in the big cities, space is expensive, and we need to get the best out of it. So our main reason for making motorized products is to make a multipurpose table and to enhance communication. Having said that, having things motorized is one thing, another thing having the full control, and the third thing is having everything controllable and giving you the chance at the same time to be able to control it from a distance or wherever you are within the company. The Dynamic Talk is one of our latest products where we can put in a standard acoustic microphone from any brand, and that one can be controlled locally or can be controlled remotely for different sizes of microphones. And again, it's an intelligent system that goes very well with the rest of our products. It follows the same protocol, so it's easy to integrate protocols into a control system if you're not choosing to use the Atoholm software and control system for your Alboral Display Solution devices and your Atoholm products.
One neat thing, first of all, you have three different models of the Dynamic Talk, and obviously they're different sizes, I believe. Is that correct, the difference between the models?
Yeah, it's correct that there are three different sizes. We don't want to take up more space underneath the table than necessary, so we have three different sizes for small, medium, and large gooseneck microphones.
Yeah, and that's something to point out is that may not have been made clear when you were talking. What's neat about these is you have a lift system almost, which brings the microphone and puts it down below the table, allows the table surface to be flush, and then when you press a button, the mic rises up to the level that you preset, and you use it, and you've got a button on there that allows you to push to talk, notify the meeting leader that you want to talk, and so it's great for it's a PA conference mic that it's very aesthetically pleasing. I highly recommend that people check it out that don't know about it. If you go to arthurholm.com and search for the Dynamic Talk, or of course you can look at the article written with this podcast, it'll have a link to that. And at Infocom, you're going to be launching a sort of a new generation of dynamic products in a product that you told me is called the Dynamic Vision.
Yeah, that's correct. In the Dynamic series, that is referring to dynamic to moving parts, we have created now wall mounts for video conferencing cameras. And the main issue for this is, as well, the aesthetic, that it's not nice to be looking at cameras when they are not in use. And therefore, we have created supports, wall mounts, that again are motorized. So when you call up the camera, the wall mount, the Dynamic Vision, will automatically open up and bring out the camera. And on top of that, it also creates a more secure environment, both for the camera, but also for the people using the room when not using the video conferencing system. As you see that the camera will not have any possibility of being activated, and recording whatever is going on within the room.
So again, we've been talking to Henrik Holm, the CEO of Alboral Display Solutions. Henrik, so the Dynamic Vision, it'll be officially launched in a couple of weeks, and by then it'll be on your website. But is it compatible with only certain cameras, or can you pretty much accommodate any video conferencing camera to help hide it, or do you have size parameters, or how does that work?
Yeah, we more or less cover all the main video cameras manufacturers from the major companies from the video conferencing industry.
Okay.
The leaders of the industry. They are one version that fits four or five cameras, and in the future it will be adapted to fit other cameras as well.
And that's important because, you know, when you aren't using video conferencing, you don't want this camera sticking out in front of everybody because some people get nervous when they see a camera there, even if it's not being used. And also, it just kind of sticks out. So I think that's a unique solution. And I'm excited to see that. And of course, we'll be actually at your stand. You're again in Hall 12, stand E90, during the show. And we're going to shoot some videos of it. And I'll also have a chance to talk with you there. And hopefully you'll show me and demonstrate it for me live right there on the camera, so that I can, we can put it on our website at ravepubs.com and show everybody. But you're also doing a big software update at the show, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. As I mentioned a bit earlier, that our software, one thing is to having motorized products, but you also have to have full controls. And as we are known for doing large-scale installation, we actually have a new software where you can control all our dynamic products together, very simple, without any programming, so it's actually just selecting. And we can control up to 900 units. But
wow.
They say the most unique thing about this is that this solution is actually capable of sending you an email or a notice if somebody should have disconnected a monitor, if somebody should have blocked a microphone or something like that. That means that in advance you'll already know if you have a loss of power or something. And it's straightforward to set up, so any technician that are responsible for that area will receive an email on his smartphone. And instead of being in a situation where the product is not responding due to lack of power, then you're there the day before when it happens to fix it.
Oh, that's excellent. So this software update, it will become available just as immediately after ISE, or when do you expect it to be available?
It is already available, but it's the first time that we are introducing it to the public. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we find the ISE as a good base to show our new software and to explain people a bit about it. It's not that our products can only be controlled by our software, but we have open protocol, so it works with any control systems.
Okay.
On IS-422.
Okay, so they're all 422 control. Okay. So, again, that'll be at ISE in Amsterdam, Hall 12, stand E90. Now, if you're not going to ISE, don't worry, because we're going to go by their stand, and we will shoot videos on each of these products we talked about, as well as all the other products they're going to exhibit. So, Henrik, we're going to shoot at least five or six videos at your stand at a minimum, and we'll post those all at ravepubs.com starting Tuesday. So that show starts Tuesday. So we're less than 2 weeks away now. And again, Alboral Display Solutions will be in Hall 12, stand E90. And Henrik Holm, thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
And, my pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you guys have, and I appreciate the time you spent, because I know you're really busy getting ready and finishing things for the show, and I'm excited to see the Dynamic Vision. So congratulations on that. So this is Gary Kay. It's been our Daily Rants and Raves. Thanks for joining us today, and we will see you in less than a couple of weeks.